course, tributes continue to pour in for the legendary gospel singer Deborah Fraser, who passed away yesterday following a short illness. She was only 56. Social media, as you'd expect, has been flooded with people remembering the star's music and the impact it's had on their lives. She's a Durban-born singer, sold millions of records during her career. She comes from KwaMashu in Durban in KwaZulu-Natal. She began her career as a backup singer for people like Brahu, Jonas Gwangwa. She worked with Black Mambazo, Lucky Dube, and of course, Brenda Fassie. Joining us now to pay her tributes is the queen of gospel herself, the award-winning gospel singer, Dr. Rebecca Malope. Oh, this is quite a big blow. This is an incredibly big loss to the world of gospel music, is it not? Good morning.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it is. It is. It is. We were so shocked. I was like, you know, it's unbelievable, actually. But then what comforts us most is that we knew that she was going through hard times, like the sugar diabetes. Was really, it's not an easy disease, you know. I know my mother had the same thing, and she struggled a lot with sugar diabetes. So I understand what she was going through. You know, even if I wasn't there, even if I was not there, but I understand that she was really going through a lot of...
A difficult time, yeah.
Yeah, a difficult time. So now we said we lost like an icon. We lost a legend, you know. We will remember her with a good, soothing voice and her music. And may her soul rest in peace. Yeah.
I remember when you burst onto the scene all those years ago with the Shell Road to Fame. And her career followed a similar path to yours because you both started in the mid-80s. She, as I said earlier, has done work for people like Brahu, Jonas Gwangwa, but she was also one of the first people you worked with in your earlier work, your earlier albums, as a backing vocalist.
Yes. From Bubblegum Music, we worked together. She was part of the session musicians that we will call for backing in studio. So all the time we'll call them. She had a beautiful alto. She had an amazing alto. So we would work with them on my albums. Almost 4 years we did that. She was an amazing singer, yeah.
Do you have any story you can share with us in terms of how you remember Deborah Fraser?
Well, she was just Deborah Fraser. When she's around, she always joking around, you know. At work, I know her much at work. You know, when we work, she was serious about work. We joke around, and as a colleague, she was doing very well, yeah.
Her voice, one of the things I find incredible is how similar her voice sounded to Brenda Fassie.
I don't know. I'm sure they did. Well, maybe practicing. You know, sometimes we able to as we able to be flexible as singers and be able to sound like this one and that one. But all I know is that she had a voice of her own.
Yes, yes, of course, she had her own unique voice. You are the queen of gospel. That is how we know you. One of the things that I imagine makes gospel music so enduring and so popular among South Africans is that this is the kind of music and it's singers like yourself and Deborah that get people through a lot of difficulties.
I think that's the thing. We started gospel during the 80s, during apartheid time, you know, when people really was looking for hope, some hope. That one day they can be free. And then we came with this gospel music. And then it really did well for the nation and the people at large to give them hope that one day, you know, we will be free. We will be. And here we are. We are free. We've got a democratic country. And the gospel has really made a difference in this country.
Appreciate your time, Rebecca Malope there, the award-winning gospel singer, the queen of South African gospel, sharing her reflections on the passing away of the gospel singer Deborah Fraser.